Now that we've gotten the obvious cringe out of the way, hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you, nerds, for being awesome. Honestly, I appreciate you all showing up like you do. So, real quick apology, this is a late episode. We'll get into the reasons why and a number of other apologies into the housekeeping section. Also, I want to address last week with you because I thought all of the events that were happening last week were supposed to be happening this week, so I would have a week for preparation, and I did not, so we had to skip an episode because of it, and I apologize. I also had to skip a live stream on Twitch, and I didn't get to play any video games last week, man. Either way, you guys are here today, you're listening to me now, and that is the important part, so thank you very much for coming to the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, listening to the channel marked as Comic Talk Today, and the show called Comic Talk Headlines. Again, I am Dustin. This is the news, and let's just jump right into it. All right. So housekeeping for this episode is we're going to start things off a little bit differently because we have this episode's late. I'm going to make the apology for that right now, but it was unavoidable, unfortunately, because unfortunately last night I was involved in a car accident on the way home from a photo gig, and I couldn't finish my research. I was stuck on the side of the freeway for hours and hours. Thankfully, everybody is okay. I did have my dogs in the vehicle with me as well, but they are also fine. Turns out the person responsible for the incident left the scene of the accident, so it was just a lot of fun. Let me be 100% sarcastic with you. Yeah, so today has been a lot of makeup for that. Also, a lot of makeup for the, you know, I had a photo gig yesterday, so that also was cutting into time anyway. And so, that being said, enough of the excuses. Let's get to the regular bits. Once again, I don't do energy drink sponsorships, even though I would love to. So, if any potential upstart energy drink companies are out there and you're looking for someone to plug your stuff, if it's a good drink, because I'm not going to plug something just because you want me to, but Rowdy's good. I dig Rowdy. This one is, where is it? Orange citrus. This is the less sugar, not the sugar-free, though even still, less sugar is still 18 grams of sugar, which is a little high for my taste in energy drinks, but it's still a pretty tasty thing. Anyway, a little too long on that. Whatever. Regular bits, I don't think there's anything aside from the push. So the push is look for me on the social medias and send me a follow or a like or whatever. I'm still trying to figure out. So Facebook does not show me who is liking the page very easily. I know there's a place where I can see that information sometimes, but I don't know. So if you have followed me on the Facebook page, then I do appreciate, or if you've liked the Facebook page, I do appreciate it. I'm working out details onto how we can do shout outs for that. So if you've liked, or if you plan on liking the Facebook page, that's probably where a fair amount of the traffic goes, as far as what I post. So I appreciate you. I'm not ignoring your shout outs. I'm just trying to figure out how I can find you. Likewise goes on the YouTube. We did have a bit of an uptake in the last week on the YouTube follows, and it's given me three of the names. Was it three names? Yeah, I have three names on the YouTube. I have two YouTube channels that we're doing these shout outs for, and both of them have seen a little bit of an uptick in subscribers. And of those subscribers that have happened in the last week, again, I can only see three of you. So I don't know if there's a setting. I think it's a privacy setting that the individual user sets. So if you don't want to change that setting, then definitely drop a comment. And that was going to be the other half of this part of the housekeeping was, Comments are welcome too. Anyone who starts to converse in the comments, be it in the YouTube page, the Facebook, any of the other social medias, if you drop a in on a thread on the Twitter, Getter, whatever, then by all means, I will probably throw you into the shout out section again, even if I've already given it to you, or that would be a great way to get a shout out if your privacy settings on your personal account don't allow me to see who you are, even though you follow me. So that is where we're going there. Let's get to the actual shout outs. And this is, not gonna lie, going to be gigantic. So many thanks to all of you nerds who have followed Generally Nerdy in the last few days. Here's the list as it is. On TikTok, followers are NerdTalk69, So this is going to take me a little bit because some of these names are a little wonky because they're screen names. So on TikTok, new followers are NerdTalk69, The Red Roblox Zero, Yoma Ra Viles 331, Hubba underscore Wubba, Vinyl Senpai. I really dig that one. James Mogan 3, Lucas HGG 4, Manraj Dosanjh, I believe, 8, Andrew Gill 98, That Random Guy 04, original, Cameron Rusin, Brandon Robertson 755, user number, and you check the show notes for the full user number. Gavin McKenzie 0, Yes Sir It's Alex 01, TWD underscore Clip It's The Walking Dead, Ibrahim El Sadi, I apologize, Sandio iOS, Sandoy iOS, I believe. Legia Pertute. Again, many apologies. Retro Lego 4, Reginald Payne 18, Diesel Sick, Gaming Technology 33, Jaya Moore, Ellen underscore Helena, Johnny Powell 3, Zack Attack 801, Bargain 416, and Vincent Scott 56. That's probably, when we post that up in clips, gonna have to be multiple clips. But then we also have Instagram followers. On Instagram, NerdTalk, I believe you also follow me on the TikTok, so thank you for the double follow. Bigboy.co, again, also follows on the TikTok, so rock and roll there as well. JRedArt, J underscore red underscore art. Thank you very much for the follow, nerd. On Twitter, we have Jeremiah Espinoza at JN Espinoza. So rock and roll. Thank you very much. You are an author, I believe, or a comic book artist, if I'm remembering this correctly. So I do know that you have a Kickstarter that's about to drop. So when that drops, hit me up, man. I'll give you a plug. No worries. That's what this section's for, boss. All right. And then on YouTube, again, I can only see three of you, and those three are Future Nova J, Miguel Soto, and 90M Rec, I don't even know if this is words, 90M RECHEVERRIA. Thank you, nerds, for the follows. Those of you following on the Instagram, you're about to see some interesting stuff because, like I said, I just had a photo gig yesterday. So with Halloween coming, this is one that I've actually, this is a cosplayer that I've shot before. So it will not be something unfamiliar, but it'll be definitely new. Anyway, so that's what's going on in the shout outs. I think that is all we have for housekeeping. So let's move right along. All right, so TV streaming, we have a couple of follow-ups, both of them being Star Wars related. First up, we are talking Andor. Andor, it has been made known, has finished principal photography. So we are that much closer to seeing Andor grace our screens. I did not see the official release date for it, though I'm pretty sure we've covered that before. It's not in the notes. I apologize. I take amazing notes, but we're moving on. Our other follow-up for this episode actually happened, was announced anyway, as I was literally walking to sit down and film and record just now. Thankfully, I was looking for one last piece to add to notes for the movie section, and I bumped into this by accident, but Book of Boba Fett finally has a release date. That release date is December 29th. We will get to see what they're adding to this amazing side of the universe with this series by the end of this year. It's very close to the beginning of next year, but not quite. So, presumably it will be episode a week, much like The Mandalorian was. So that's what we're anticipating, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking trailers, and we have a plethora. So first up, we have a new Stranger Things trailer. Sweet! If you have not watched this, oh boy, you need to finish dealing with me here right now for this episode, and then definitely go watch this immediately afterwards. Stranger Things season 4. This is the Creel House. I didn't put in the notes because I'm, again, amazing at the note taking. But yeah, Creel House is the name of the teaser. This shows us the early connection to Robert Englund's character as he has that same last name in this series, so very interested to see how exactly it connects, if he is in fact the father figure that we see in this trailer at the beginning, just the older version of that character, or what have you. I still don't know, and I hopefully you might. If you do, let's have that conversation, comments, social medias, whatever. Definitely go watch it, because it's a lot of fun and it's definitely worth the watch. And I'm hoping that this is going to be a little bit more of a dark, like legitimately atmospherically dark season of Stranger Things, but we're moving right along. Next, we have another trailer for Cobra Kai, as well as the official announcement of a release date. December 31st will be Cobra Kai's season 4. And again, presumably not the final season for that series, so that's pretty awesome. We have another trailer next. We're talking... Next on the trailers list is the new Sandman trailer. Sandman, it's a bit of a doozy. I'm actually honestly a little bit more intrigued now that we have this trailer, whereas I was a little hesitant before, being as I haven't really read the comics. I mean, I've read parts and pieces, but I've never read the entire story all the way through. So I'm very intrigued, though. It's a very divisive series, so... It is what it is, I suppose. It's worth a watch, though. If nothing else, this trailer definitely sets up your interests. So go check that out. But also, our final trailer has to do with Cowboy Bebop. The live action, it's not technically a trailer either. The live action Netflix series. Yes, a lot of Netflix. We got the Tudum event over the weekend, so lots of Netflix. The Cowboy Bebop opening credit scene is what they've released. And it feels very familiar. Also showing us some of the new. Slightly feel a little more reassured that the feeling is at least going to be there, though some of the tones are obviously, we already know, are just going to be lost in translation from the animation to the live action because of reasons. But this one is actually more divisive, or more bringing people together in ways that were unexpected because of the way they're dealing with a certain character, and like the different sides of the ideological spectrum are agreeing that that's kind of problematic, but for different reasons. We'll get into that maybe on a later date, or we'll just completely leave it alone because it's not the kind of news we necessarily cover on the channel. It is what it is. It's definitely worth a watch, though. This kind of eases a little bit of my worry. Let's put it that way, because I do love Cowboy Bebop, but I also think John Cho is a pretty good actor, so we'll see what happens. That is all we have for trailers. Let's move now into the actual news for the section. First up, we're talking about a DC documentary series on HBO Max. There's going to be a 3-part documentary series about the cultural impact of DC's nearly 90 years in existence. Over on HBO Max, it's going to be released later this year, I believe. I did not find a proper release date for it, though. It will be written, directed, and produced by Leslie Iwerks. She is an Academy Award and Emmy-nominated producer, director, writer. And I'm only assuming it's a she because I didn't go to the Wikipedia page to verify the gender or sex or whatever vocabulary you're choosing to use for the description of a person's ugly dangly bit. That sounds pretty cool. I'm definitely on board to learn something new about the history of comic books. That's always right up my alley, not gonna lie. Probably gonna watch it multiple times. But that is what we've got on that one. And then our final piece of news for TV streaming has to do with Babylon 5. CW is rebooting Babylon 5 from the ground up. It is going to be a complete reimagining of the series, though it's not going to be the abomination it might sound like, hopefully, because the original creator, J. Michael Straczynski, is on board as not only a producer, but he'll be in the writer's room as well. Don't know if he'll be a lead writer, probably because he created the thing, but you never know really with these kind of things. That's all we really know right now. No release date, no time frame, no nothing. It's early production. Just a pretty interesting thing for that other Star Trek clone. But that is all we have for TV streaming. Movie news. This probably has one of the biggest developments that we should have covered had we had two episodes last week in the second episode last week, but alas, we did not because, you know, things happen and I have a social life as well as a work life. And so the work life had to kind of take a little bit of a break in order for me to go to and do wonderful things, though I was trying to get interviews and we've already talked about that. Anyway, so what big thing am I talking about? You probably already know. The Mario animated movie. We got a giant update in the announcing of the voice cast. So we have a couple of things to unpack here. I'm not going to read to you the voice cast listing because honestly, you can find it pretty much anywhere. There is now a voice cast for Mario. The release date for Mario is December 21st, 2022. So we are well over a year away from this movie happening. We're going to unpack something a little bit differently for this one real quick. How's it going, everybody? Jeremy here from The Quartering. Okay, no. my beard is not nearly that epic, though I do have to start it that way because I'm honestly surprised The Quartering hasn't covered this yet. Lord knows Bounding Into Comics was all over this, but John Leguizamo, who was, if you'll remember, in the only other Mario Brothers movie that means anything, was Luigi Mario, because that was a thing. John Leguizamo playing Luigi, now apparently he thinks he is the be-all, end-all voice of how to make a Mario movie in Hollywood these days. He tweeted the following. So glad hashtag Super Mario Bros. Is getting a reboot. Obviously, it's iconic enough. Love the spelling there, John. But too bad they went all white. No Latinx in the leads? Groundbreaking colorblind casting in the original. Plus, I'm the only one who knows how to make this movie work script-wise. Well, that's a little presumptuous on so many levels. Let's get into this a little deeper. All right, so obviously, it's iconic enough. We'll skip the spelling error because he's just trying to save space. Too bad they went all white. Well, I would say it's too bad they went all with face actors. There's one voice actor in the lot of them. And honestly, that one voice actor has done on-screen work as well. He's primarily a voice actor, but he was in a little-known TV series called Homeboys from Outer Space. He's done other things on screen before. That's just the first thing that my brain remembers him as. He's done a bunch more voice work than he has screen work, but still, the voice I'm talking about is Kevin Michael Richardson. That's very interesting because presumably they gave us all of the leads, right? So Kevin Michael Richardson is not a white man. Also, the Latinx comment. There's two things we have to unpack for the Latinx comment. First and foremost, I went through as many of the comments on the tweet that Leguizamo posted as I could before I just couldn't stop myself from laughing. And that's because almost all of them, any of them that mentioned the Latinx thing, were definitely giving Leguizamo grief about his use of the term Latinx. I love John Leguizamo. Please do not get this twisted in any way. I actually interviewed the man. He is definitely somebody I look up to in the industry in a lot of ways. We very dramatically, politically speaking, but I still have nothing but respect for the man. He is a great actor. I really don't care that he's Hispanic and he played, or Latinx as he prefers to be called, and he played an Italian plumber in a movie. I mean, I brought it up in the interview as a joke and he thought it was funny as well, so, you know, it is what it is. But I just think it's hilarious that honestly 90% of the comments on his tweet were about how people prefer to be referred to as Latino or Latina, and Latinx is almost more racist because it makes him sound like a rich white woman. That is almost nearly an exact quote. I obviously am not looking at any of the tweets immediately. The only tweet I have in front of me is Leguizamo's tweet, but yeah, I couldn't read another 50 comments on the Latinx thing. So there's that. But also, why do they have to be Latin leads? It's a voice. So who cares what color the lead is? But also, Anya Taylor-Joy, I believe that's the actress I'm thinking of. Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy is Argentinian. She's from Argentina, grew up in Miami, speaks fluent Spanish. So she's Latina. You could make the argument, at the very least. I mean, I know she's bleach white, probably whiter than I am, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because if you look at Spanish folk from Spain, a lot of them are blonde-haired and blue eyes and much fairer than me. So I feel like Leguizamo is not paying attention. Again, I really, really love the guy. I'm really not trying to throw too much shade, but wow, that was intense. Oh, and there is one more thing about this that I thought was very funny about the Leguizamo bit. Leguizamo, again, pretty fair-complected as far as Latino, Latinx, whatever vocabulary he prefers to be referred to as. He is pretty fair-skinned when it comes to people of that ilk. Do you think he would have been cast as Luigi Mario in that movie if he had a complexion more along the lines of, say, Luis Guzman? If he looked more Latino or Latinx or whatever, if he looked more Hispanic, would he have gotten that part to begin with? I would venture to say no. I don't know that because I'm not a casting director. Now that we've gotten the obvious cringe out of the way, let's throw some reasonably nerdy caps on real quick, because I don't think Leguizamo is necessarily wrong in a certain way. So, what do I mean by that? I think that hiring a bunch of face actors, 99% of these actors all are very famous movie stars. I think the only exception to that would be Kevin Michael Richardson, because he's done primarily voice work, like we've already discussed. And also Sebastian Maniscalco, who is a comedian, who honestly, I don't think he's done much, if any, acting work on screen. He might have done some other voice work that I'm unaware of, but by and large, Maniscalco is known as a comedian. So the rest of the cast that has been announced are all movie stars. There are already voice actors doing the voices of these characters, and they're alive and well. Why would you not go with the same voice actors to do these characters for the movie that do it in the video games that have already made you billions of dollars? That just seems unreasonable to me. There's no reason to have not gone with the actors who are already doing these parts. This seems like I love Chris Pratt. I think Chris Pratt is great. I don't think he's the best actor, but he's a pretty decent actor. He's a pretty good actor, I would say. He's not the best, but I gotta stand behind somebody who is unafraid to back down from his morals and opinions. especially in the position that he's in, he still doesn't back down. So much respect to Chris Pratt, but, and honestly, respect to all of these guys, but like, come on, let's be reasonable here. Every one of these characters already has a voice actor behind them. That voice actor is alive and well and still working, as far as I know. Just doesn't seem very logical to me. Aside from trying to, some weird cash grab, but the name Super Mario Brothers is already going to make you that $1 billion. Has already made you billions of dollars. There was no need for this. All right, reasonably nerdy caps off, but we're spending way too much time on this follow-up. Let's move right along. Our next follow-up has to do with Fantastic Beasts 3. We have a subtitle change and also the announcement of a release date. So Fantastic Beasts 3 is now going to be called Secrets of Dumbledore and will be released April 15th of 2022, which is actually up from its original July release. So that's good news. Our final piece of follow-up is another release date, and that is Clifford the Big Red Dog. November 10th is going to be the release date for Clifford the movie, the live action movie. It's going to be in theaters as well as on Paramount Plus the same day. Now that we've covered all of that, let's talk trailers real quick. First up, we have a new Red Notice trailer. Release date for Red Notice is November 12th. Onto Netflix. Go check out the trailer. It's a lot of fun. We also have Army of Thieves, the prequel to Army, the Zack Snyder zombie movie that came out on Netflix. This is the prequel to it. Much more bank robbing, much less zombies, though still zombies. October 29th is the release date for that one. Seems rather appropriate, if you ask me. I'm actually kind of excited for that one. As much as I thought the zombie one was a little derivative, there was some original thought there, so I want to see those thoughts expanded upon. That's all we've got for trailers, though. We have one piece of news in movies, and it has to do with Disney Marvel. Disney Marvel is being sued, and actually, they've sued others in this same story. There's a lot going on here, so let's try and unpack it before my battery dies. But so, Disney Marvel is being sued by either the creators of or the heirs to the creators of Disney Marvel characters, specifically Marvel characters from the comic books, Spider-Man, I believe, some of the other Avengers in there, Captain America maybe, Iron Man is definitely in there. I would say about a half a dozen characters, either the heirs to their estate or the actual creator themselves are suing Disney in order to maintain some of the rights to those characters. And it gets very sticky here because all they have to say is now that Disney owns Marvel. Marvel, at the time, was paying those creators as day laborers, effectively. So anything they create is property of Marvel, and therefore now Disney. And so they don't have to give them royalties to these characters because that's not the way those contracts work. But there are other copyright laws in place that the creator of a character, the creator of an IP, still has some claim to that IP down the road. I'm not a lawyer. I can't exactly break down the why, where the split comes in, if there is a split in every circumstance, what have you. This is going to be a very sticky situation for the next few years, it would seem, for Disney. Something similar to this happened years ago. Jack Kirby's estate sued Disney. It almost went all the way to the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, though Disney, or Marvel rather, settled out of court before it got that far for an undisclosed amount. So something like that might happen now. I say Disney's also suing other people. Disney is also suing the estate of Stan Lee for similar reasons. They want the international rights to be exclusively theirs, and they don't want Stan Lee's estate to have any rights to it. They figure they've paid him enough money. He doesn't deserve more. So they're taking him to court over it. Oh, just love that corporate evilness, don't you? But that is all we have for movies, nerds. Rumor Mill is going to be short and sweet. First rumor for today's episode, there are two. First rumor, Suicide Squad, we have another air cut rumor for the Suicide Squad. It is now being said by a slightly more reliable source that we will be seeing the air cut on HBO Max next year, 2022. This is, again, slightly better source than we've seen before. This is another rumor saying something we've heard before. I'm gonna put this one at about 50%. Previously, it's never been this high, but it keeps coming and keeps coming. And I was honestly on the train for Snyder Cut to not happen last time, so I had to eat a lot of crow there. I think this one might have the same potential, so we're just gonna put it at 50% and call it good. That's where we're sitting there. Next, we're talking about Flash. This one was kind of unexpected, not gonna lie. There is a new rumor about the new Flash movie, Flashpoint movie, if you will, that we are going to see General Zod in the movie. Now, the rumor does not specify that we will be seeing Michael Shannon play the role that he played previously, or if it will even be that version of General Zod at all, or if it'll just be Doomsday again, that's technically General Zod in this weird universe. But so that kind of plays to its favor, though honestly, there's no reason to not have General Zod if we are doing a Flashpoint story. That would kind of make a little bit of sense that we see him in some form. It doesn't say he's going to be to factor into the story significantly at all, so that also plays in its favor. I'm going to put this one at about 65% likelihood that it's real, because that, I mean, again, there's no reason to not believe that that might happen in some small way. And that is it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go a little bit deeper into the nerd news, you want to see all of the things that there are to see, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much for listening, nerds. We'll see you next time.